Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I use the he/him pronouns. So do my characters, Vons and Vons of the new cool. And right now, we're all just Vons just solved a puzzle, I think it was, and we're gonna catch up with the original recipe.
Wait, but you've already caught up.
Yeah. Oh, we've already caught up.
And lowered yourself into a pit.
Okay.
And watched Steamboat Willie get pulled under the water.
Ah, dang. So much has happened, you guys. We took a little break on the recording there for a second, and it's fun learning where you left off.
I agree. It is very fun learning where you left off. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse is probably about to jump into the water.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Kelly. I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard who is currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. So we both present as a goo monster. Thus, our pronouns are whatever you want to make them. And my pronouns are she, her. Weldrow is willing to do what needs to be done, but that water looks scary, and at least to Wealthy. I don't know what Sidro is thinking, because we're not thinking the same thoughts.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're getting pulled into the water.
If you get a chance, use your rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel real, real good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. So last time, the people who had gone into the Time Temple came out and discovered that everybody else had come down into the area with the black grass. And it has been 3 days since we went in. Cool Vons picked the lock on the fancy box that Steamboat Willie and Juve found in the temple. It's a ring meant to fit in with the environment better, and that was given to Weldroa. We all went out through the back tunnel to go down in the elevator. We got to what is the bottom of the elevator, and it is essentially another one of those giant crystals with, like, in an area that is flooded. There are catwalks all around the crystal. It's more of like a shaft area than like a giant warehouse area. There are doors and tunnels we can see going off of this area under the water. It also seems like there are invisible animals in the water. Steamboat Willie and Jesse went down to the bottom level just above the level of the water, and Steamboat Willie was pulled under the water, and Jesse was almost pulled under the water, and I feel like we're about to be in a big fight. So that's the last thing that happened.
Unprecedented. A large fight in a large room on this show. This latitude, at this time of year, this economy.
I mean, you have a certain MO.
I do. It's like you're in some sort of dungeon, crawling through it, if you will.
Yeah. Also, we hope you enjoyed our filler episodes. Yes. It was very fun to make the number grid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a total surprise how it ended.
Oh, did you guys finish the number grid without me?
Yes, we did.
That's why you played Toggle.
We had two whole recordings without you. It was very strange.
Dang.
Yes, I swear we had this discussion.
That's weird.
Gex took over the role of Agent Blacksmith with interesting results.
Adam, you really should go back and listen, because it turned out not exactly like the actual plot of The Matrix.
Okay. Also, at some point, I need to get you to record saying not like this, not like this, in a defeated tone of voice. We have several options in the recording, depending on what we want to cut or not cut in for Toggle's death. Spoiler alert, everyone, for a 25-year-old movie. All right. So, I guess first off, in a shocking twist, everyone roll for initiative, please. You know what the sad thing about not having physical dice is anymore? Mm. We don't get to hear one or more of us say, oh shit, my dice, or I forgot my dice, or some other variation thereof.
I mean, I still frequently have to log into the program thing, but I mean, still say, oh shit, my dice, I guess.
Jesse got a 7.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to force the bit.
Oh, wait, this is a other kind of roll. I just rolled a d20.
It's 10. It's a d10.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so Jesse had a 7.
I had a 5.
7.
I'll draw. For Vons or Cool Vons?
Oh, I have to roll Vons, twice.
So roll for Cool Vons.
yeah. One whole thing. 10.
And both my guys got 6s.
Real crowded middle in this. Mm-hmm. All right. So, to reorient both us and the listener, you are in, as Aaron mentioned, a very large room with a very large crystal, channeling a lot of magic. It's recommended you don't break these things unless you want a lot of magic flooding into the room in various unpredictable ways that generally end poorly. But this room is also flooded. So the room you're in is divided into 10 levels. I might have done this wrong. God damn it. Let me look at my old thing again. Hooray. Math is hard. All right. It's like 200 feet tall. It's neat. So it's very tall. There's a very large crystal. That very large crystal is warming all this water. So it is muggy, humid, and gross. There is also light being thrown everywhere as it refracts through the moving water. The water has currently flooded up to just above the bottom of level 7.
Gah!
You guys came in on level 10. There are ladders down. Sometimes there may not be one close to where you start. But, or you can, you know, fly, if that is the thing you can do. And the disturbances in the water got a little more concentrated as one of them grabbed Steamboat and dragged him down. And a different thing tried to grab Jesse and failed. Because Jesse is a badass motherfucker.
Damn right.
I say, Grix, you're on level 8 and trying to fix the power, so you can use the control thing on level 9 to control the pumps.
Okay.
And Steamboat was ready to flip the switch on level 7 to start those pumps, probably. And then got grabbed.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else, so Vonzai, Aldra, you were up on level 10, standing on the cargo platform that you came in on, or the cargo offloading platform thing. A port in miniature, if you will. Anyway, so, cool Vons. You look over the edge. You see Steamboat Willie plunging beneath the waves.
Well, that doesn't seem good.
Uh-uh.
Oh, there's enough space between this core crystal thing and the catwalks that go around it that you can jump down the gaps in various places. So if you want to try diving, you know, deep down into the water, you can.
Is he being pulled down faster than I could swim after him?
It has just happened, so you're not positive. It was kind of a violent motion, but who knows how fast whatever pulled him down can drag him, you know?
Well, then, gonna try to chase after him, but he's gonna drink a potion of water breathing first.
Okay, so you're gonna jump on down?
Yeah.
Alright, roll a dexterity check.
That is a d20. Found it. Let's roll the pew-pew. Okay.
I love a pew-pew.
That's, an 11. I believe he's effectively at a plus 10 on dexterity, so 21.
On a prime.
Yeah.
All right. You don't avoid all the damage you take from jumping that high, but you avoid a lot of it. All right. You take 11 points of damage from the dive.
Oh, damn.
You know what? That should be lower. You take, shockingly, there's no rules I can call up the top of my head for dealing with diving in Castles and Crusades. And frankly, how dare it? I want the entirety of Stormwrack just jammed in the back of every RPG book I buy. You take 6 points of damage.
Okay, that's not quite as damn.
It does still hurt to dive from this high.
Especially when you're not, like, trained how to do that, I would guess.
Yeah, he's not a professional diver.
Mm-mm. There's a certain amount of belly flopping.
Or sure. Just, you know.
Like, hit it, like, not thinking about how you're gonna, like, go into the water so much as I'm just going.
I say, you probably went feet first as an untrained person should, but doesn't mean you quite knew how to deal with the shock of it traveling up your body. But all right. So you're now in the water next to Steamboat. You can see a shape vaguely in the water beneath him. Looks like it has an arm reaching up and grabbing him, or a tendril, although it's mostly translucent. But because you dove in, you are in melee range if you wish to try to attack this round. People who are wondering how cool Vaughn's moved that fast, he was definitely already on the correct side of the platform to be on the same side as Steamboat Willie once he got down there.
Oh, he's also very cool, so...
He's also very cool. Never forget, it's an important character bit.
It helps you go faster.
Yeah.
It, as proven on every piece of 90s packaging, the cooler you are, the more likely you are to go fast and have skateboard.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh man, Cool Vons could introduce this world to the skateboard.
He probably could. Okay. So an attack implies a weapon. And do I remember him having a cool knife? Oh, that's right. He found that weird sacrificial knife thingy.
Yeah, that has that bends light in strange ways. It's probably safe.
I'm sure that's safe to just use.
You don't need to worry about using it. I like it when light goes to shadow
at the end of something.
Yeah, and then he's got that neat stiletto blade thing that doesn't seem like it would be super useful here.
You don't see any vital organs on this thing, at least from your current perspective.
Yes, so having narrowed this down, I guess it's katana time.
I mean, you
actually, a katana is hard to use underwater. We're probably going to stick with the weird spooky knife because I don't have another knife in my inventory.
I do love weird spooky knives. Give it a swing.
Oh, no.
It's
He's going to feel around. He's feeling around his waist holsters and noticing, well, okay, so katana, no, too big. It's not going to whoosh properly underwater. Stiletto knife, well, that's... I mean, what's the target here? Okay, other weird spooky knife. Great. It tingles when I hold it. So this is probably fine.
Yeah, it hasn't talked to you yet, so you're ahead of the game, honestly.
All right. So he grabs the weird spooky knife and takes a swing.
All right. Roll your attack roll, please.
What is the attack roll on this thing? Just so I'm going
to melee attack 20. Roll. So base to hit, your strength modifier, if any.
Oh, that's not great. So that's a 5 on the d20. So I think we're assuming we're just swinging and not hitting.
What's your base to hit?
My base to... Hold on, I have to... I'm looking for my sheet. There it is. Everything's on a magnified screen.
Yep.
Huh?
Okay. Base to hit. Base to hit. Base to hit, where are you? There it is, +1. So...
Did it come when you call? All right. So, yeah, you pat yourself down, you choose what's probably the best weapon for the job, but you still aren't used to fighting underwater, and also it tingles when you hold it, and that's a lot to get used to. You do notice the water drawing in towards it, too.
Oh, neat.
As you swing it.
What?
Just a little bit.
No, could you just, like, repeat
that? Okay, sorry. That notices the water drawing in towards it, too, as he swings it.
The water is drawing in toward the
blade.
The blade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just like keep saying that as if that's a fucking thing that
we don't
makes
understand
sense.
What you're describing.
I can see it.
Like,
is it like a visual distortion or is it actually like soaking up some water kinda?
Is it like
it more seems like it's kind of compacting lightly against the blade and then expanding it after the blade passes through.
Oh,
okay.
So
that's
kind of
so
like...
there is a visual distortion.
Yes.
There's like a weird but it's also density. Like a
it's also like a physical distortion of the water itself. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Just like.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things where, one, of course, I can think of it. It's in my head. But two, should not have assumed immediate connection with the statues and the way they behaved back in the temple. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. Thank you. It's just that it's also funny because Cool Vons didn't see those statues doing that stuff. Like the really weird stuff.
That's right. He wasn't out there.
He wasn't out there
at the time.
And I don't know that like Jesse and Weldro would have described it in extreme specificity.
Yeah, I think
not in the short amount of time stronger, that we had them. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool Vons. You've never seen anything like this before.
Well, that's pretty cool though.
Yeah. But you do have a swing and a miss, unfortunately. Jesse, you're up. You are still upright, you are not in the water, and something has tried to grab your ankle or your shins or your calves, but you can see it from where you're standing. It's like kind of just over the edge of where this catwalk ends.
Is it the same thing that was trying to get Steamboat Willie? And also, can I see Steamboat Willie down in the water?
You can see Steamboat Willie down in the water right now. You're pretty far from him, I think. Or were you standing next to him?
I was standing right next to him.
Okay, for some reason I thought it had you walk around to the opposite side. All right, yeah, so you definitely see Steamboat Willie. You also got splashed by Cool Vons entering the water at high speed. And
okay, can I take half of my water breathing potion and then dive into the water in order to give the rest of it to Steamboat Willie?
Sure. Are you trying to do that all one round, or are you just prepping for next round?
I basically want to like take my half of the water breathing and then like dive in and get to Steamboat Willie. And like, if I can give him the other half vial this round, then I want to like hand it to him this round. Is that possible?
Make a dexterity check and we'll see how you do. Okay. Because that's a lot to do in 10 seconds.
I got a 27.
All right. You go, you take it, you dive in. You're able to get it securely into Steamboat Willie's free hand.
Great.
You can move your arm around enough Steamboat that you can drink it next round, should you desire. It's a bit of a trick drinking things underwater, but you know.
I mean, we've established that we can do that with this potion, so please don't change the rules on us now.
Saying it's a bit of a trick, not that it's impossible.
And we taught Steamboat Willie how to do it, so.
That's right. It's a complicated, like, exhale, inhale kind of thing. It's weird, but you manage it. All right. That or Vaunt invented the sport topple. No one was looking. Just squeeze that glass vial. It's fine. Vons, you're up. Your friends are in varying states of distress below you.
This is OG Vons, yeah?
OG Vons, yes.
Okay. Forgot he was in this. What?
No, that's just very interesting and appropriate for him.
Yeah.
I say Vons himself snaps back to reality, going, "Oh right, a thing."
We're here. Okay,
space off for 10 seconds. Did somebody say suddenly flute? Everyone's drowning?
All right.
Did someone just Wilhelm scream? Oh no!
So, you know what? Somebody just made the exact same sound you'd expect if somebody got pulled underwater. That is weird.
You heard it too, dear listener. It was extremely immersive.
I'm not excited about his options underwater.
That's fair.
Neither is he, obviously. Not biggest fan of being pulled under. He succeeded in this kind of space before, but there was like a flow to it.
Your small explosives work underwater as well.
Yeah, I bet they're, like most explosives, even more impactful underwater. But like explosives, also a bit inconsiderate as to what they affect.
Listen, I wasn't going to say it, but yes. Never let me have you find out about AoEs the hard way, except for actually all the times that's happened. So,
what he's going to do is light the area down there. I imagine it gets darker.
Well, there is a
darker
giant core crystal that's currently lighting up the space and goes down into the water, so.
Oh, so it's plenty lit.
Yeah, you're all safe.
Everything is very, very bright in this room, as I recall.
Yeah.
Okay, then if you can see
everything. It's just
the
light shifts a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see everything. You know what's going on. You can hear the, you know, not panicked, but rushed speaking of all the various people around you who are just like, oh shit, battle time.
I'm sure this would be a great time to use Call Lightning.
It would be an interesting time to use Call Lightning.
That would be such an interesting time to use Call Lightning.
All right, so what we're going
it's not
to
salt
do...
Water. That's something.
Yeah? Oh, hey, Ian, is the expanding foam potion naturally buoyant? It creates its own gas?
Yeah, I think it's naturally buoyant.
Yeah.
It does get destroyed by water fairly quickly, though. Water and fire, both, it does not like.
Right.
So constant exposure like this would make it, it would last for at least a few rounds, but it will get destroyed.
Yeah, probably get you to the surface pretty quick.
It wouldn't be like a raccoon trying to wash its...
cotton candy.
Yeah, cotton candy.
No. Be a fox trying to wash its cotton candy.
Yes, it would be a fox trying to wash its cotton candy. Yes, I'm so sorry.
That would be very sad for the raccoon or fox.
It looks so sad every time. I'm like, oh no, it looks, you can see it just being so disappointed because it washed it, because it thinks it's supposed to wash everything, and then it just dissolves.
I believe it was later given additional cotton candy.
Oh god, yes, of course.
That's so cute.
And in an area that it can't try to wash it.
Well, you know what? I think we're just going to take a crossbow and attach... you know what? Maybe we don't attach anything to it just yet. We don't know exactly what we're dealing with. The thing that pulled Grix down, we can see it, right? But what is it?
You see a vague outline. You're still trying to make it out, but like you can see a shape. Actually, well, Droa and Original Recipe Vons make intelligence checks.
That is a... 21, 23 on a prime.
I believe Vons adds 11 to this 15 here, so 26.
Both of you are pretty sure these are water elementals.
Oh, shit.
Hell shock.
And what do water elementals look like? I mean, apart from
water.
Water
mostly. Vaguely,
they tend to distort torso, the water.
Something head-ish. And then sort of bottom just sort of flows out into the water around it. But
and they're kind of made of water, right?
So... yeah, they're made of water. This is pretty much just this water has decided to do something and also be more solid than water usually is.
Does that mean that hitting them with weapons has an effect?
You're going to have to find out.
Yep.
Yes, that.
All right.
As
well,
I triple check the description to see, make sure there's no magic item requirement.
Vaunt has one magic weapon. It's a crossbow. It's his plus one crossbow.
Yep, so that'll give you plus one to aim, and it will make your bolts. It'll at least count as magic for the purposes of hitting things that have that requirement.
Well, look at that. It was useful to say all that shit out loud anyway. Cool. So yeah, we're gonna take that plus one light crossbow, and we're gonna load that.
And
shoot it? Or
I want to wait until I've got a super clear understanding of the target.
You have about as clear an understanding as you're going to get.
Yay! All right.
Especially
then...
before Steamboat really drowns.
Going to say, you certainly have enough to aim at it and not Steamboat.
Okay, so the base to hit for this thing says plus 3, plus 1, plus 1, plus d20.
Mm-hmm. Probably. What's your base attack bonus?
That seems low for you.
That seems low, actually.
That's... yeah, it might have been a bit since I updated it. Oh, base to hit for this Vons is plus 5.
That makes sense.
Instead of the plus 3, that should be a plus 5.
Yeah, so plus 5, plus 1 for your dex modifier, plus 1 because it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to parenthetically add BTH to this equation.
Yeah, because that will change over time.
BTH is my favorite BTS knockoff band.
There are the ones who didn't have to break up briefly so that they could all go be in the army.
I'm just picturing a bunch of boys dancing, holding their dice. They got to be the oversized dice for camera purposes. Sure. Okay, so 5, 6, 7 on the d20. Where is my roller? You guys, the magnifying screen. It's... okay, there we go. Got it.
Adam,
okay,
just
so I roll this
d20
here. Pew. Okay, I got a 6 on it. So 6 plus 5, that's 11, and then 12, 13. So that's a 13. Does a 13 hit the water duty?
That's pretty good, but it doesn't quite hit the water guy. You're trying to not hit Steamboat and not hit Jesse and also shooting into water. And, you know, your crossbow bolt does pretty well. Being magic certainly helps it plunge down into the water, but you don't quite manage a hit, unfortunately.
That's all right. Fine. He tried. Vaughn's tried something.
I'm so proud of him.
Fonz's big day. All right, Jesse, now that you're in the water, the thing that tried to pull you under just decides to attack you instead.
Well, that makes sense. My AC is 20.
Thank you. This one misses you. It's real sad for Ian's. Oh, wait. Aha, you're both in the water. It exactly hits you.
Oh.
It's a plus one when it's fighting in water.
All
right. And then I get to your roll damage. You take 16 points of damage.
Ow.
As you get punched by a wall of water.
16 points. Wow.
Mm-hmm. A wall of water with purpose. So the water swirls around you, and then you just suddenly feel this very concentrated punch right to your ribs.
Okay.
All right.
That doesn't matter because I'm not breathing through my lungs.
It only matters because of those organs in there, and who needs those? All right.
Don't need it.
Yep. Opt out of lungs today. Just breathe through your skin like a Kojima character. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You go. That happens. Grix?
Uh-huh?
You hear something on the ladder that leads up to the area that you are doing your repairs. There is what looks for all the world to be a vaguely humanoid-shaped blob of water kind of flowing up at you, but it doesn't reach you this round.
Can I kick the ladder down? Like, kick it off?
These ladders are attached. Yeah, they're attached to the catwalks.
Biscuit.
This one isn't in great shape, so if something very large hit it, you might be able to break it, but you would have to really try. It has not been immersed in water for a long period of time. All right. Sure. And then last one. And then then there's one more, which, cool Vons.
Yo.
You are attacked.
Oh, no.
What's your AC?
Hold on. Cool Vons' AC is 14, I think. That sounds like it's not, let's see, there's supposed to be a...
You have pretty good armor, if I remember right.
Yeah, I feel like he's got this Shadowed Knight armor for kick-ass evasion.
Right, and I think that's leather, but it has an additional plus one because it's masterwork, or like expertly made or whatever. So yeah, 14 tons, right? Because you have a plus one to dex.
Okay.
All right. You just barely avoid being hit. Thankfully, your armor moves well and you're able to twist out of the way. Except, God damn it, it gets a plus one. It hits you.
Oh, no.
Damn you, mechanics. all right. Cool Vons, you take... Not that. You take 11 points of damage.
Ah, he's already taken 10. Let's see what that leaves him at. So he started at 47.
You took minus 6 earlier.
Oh, yeah, minus 6. And then minus 11?
Yeah.
So we're still alive. So
that's the spirit.
yeah. That puts him at 30.
All right. The three of you that are all over there together, the water is churning around you. It's tugging you every which way. It's hard to stay vertical, except for Steamboat, who's being kept vertical by virtue of being grabbed around the ankles.
Sure.
It's helping. Speaking of which, Steamboat, you're up.
Oh, boy. God, I don't know what to do.
Well, you have the second half of the water breathing potion that I gave you.
To take?
Like, yes.
Okay, so yes.
You can drink that if you wish.
Sure, I will drink that.
All right, you chug your water breathing potion.
Yep, I drink underwater.
A skill you all have. All right, you chug your water breathing potion.
I wonder how well I could actually do that in real life.
Field trip.
there's a certain amount of breathing that goes with drinking water. A
little bit.
And that's why it's a complicated gas exchange thing. You guys do kind of blow into the bottle.
Yeah, we've established it.
No, I understand. I'm just thinking about how... I'm not denying it, especially because magic, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I drink that, and then I try to kick and swim fast. Like, kick away.
Roll a dexterity check to try to get out of here.
Bad.
How 12. Bad?
12.
Yeah, you squirm real good. You do your best struggle. It does not get you free, unfortunately.
Oh, Steamboat? No, 10. Excuse me.
You do your personal best struggle. Yeah. You're training up to the masterful struggle. All right, Grix, you were trying to repair a power panel so you could go use the pump control panel. You definitely know how it works. Uh-huh. So make one more intelligence check to finish fixing this up. You'd already started once all this chaos happened. So
yeah, pretty good. Intelligence, you said 22.
All right, You've seen this kind of thing before. You know that for the long term, you want to replace these parts and get the corrosion off this and that. You don't got that time right now, so you just bridge some stuff. It won't blow out until later. All right. You've succeeded. You can still move. There are things below you. You can also start climbing up the ladder back up towards that control panel.
Uh-huh. Sweet. I will do that because that's also away from the gentleman who is coming to talk to me.
Yes.
Sorry, the gentleman who's trying to come to talk to you?
Uh-huh.
Wants to talk to you about flood insurance.
Oh.
Did you know that you can still get it on the Ark? Can't be a floodplain if you're in the air. Probably. Maybe.
I have learned a lot of things recently about earthquake insurance in this fair city of ours, and it makes me
sorry.
It makes me insane.
Do you have to put little metal plates all over your foundation?
That's not relevant to this particular thing, but I'm sure that we have those.
I got to install those once. It sucked. Palm auto nailers are cool, though. Anyway. Okay. Steamboat.
Yeah.
The thing that is holding you attacks you.
Rude.
I know. It rolls ass. What's your AC?
Ian, you aren't supposed to use your sexy dice. You're supposed to use...
the numbered ones.
Yes.
But would I want to? It's been so long. I don't know what that means.
I mean...
Okay, there's a lot of implications.
It doesn't matter what it means. It's the implications.
Or which direction would any particular listener want to take the implications? It's up to interpretation. We believe in open-ended art here on Primary Attribute. Anyway, what's your AC?
Sorry, for Steamboat? Yes,
yeah, Steamboat, for Steamboat.
Yes. That is actually decent, I think. 16.
Oh, right, because you're little outfits.
Yeah, because I get that dragon scale mail.
Ah, yes. All right, you take a hit right in the scale mail, and it exactly does its job. Helps distribute the force a little bit, and you manage to remain uninjured.
Yeah, right to the scale mail.
Yep, definitely makes sense. All right, so...
I don't think it doesn't make sense. He's got a scale mail on. It's protecting his vital organs from, you know, the squeezing and or...
Yeah, but...
Like...
Yeah?
Hitting. Makes sense to me.
Did someone imply it didn't?
I thought Ian was implying that it didn't make sense, but maybe I was wrong.
Oh, thought that scale mail hit? I just wasn't sure, because I know, like, plate mail is made to distribute force around. It's like a cage, so I wasn't sure how well that worked with scale mail. It's like a bulletproof vest. Anyway, sorry, I'm being very confused by the way something's written in the book.
No problem.
This is the first time this has ever happened. History of time.
It's always clear as mud.
Well, this is one of those abilities that has a five paragraph long description, so...
Oh.
So I'll figure it out later. Friendos who are all in a group, there's another disturbance in the water near you, and then Grix, as you're climbing up, you look back down and you see that two more friends have joined the party and climbing up towards you.
Cool.
Mm.
Everyone feels the room shake.
Uh-oh.
And the water at the top surges like a tidal wave, just, or, you know, big water swell. As those of you who are close enough can look down and see what looks like a very large version of these things you're fighting, surging up from the bottom towards all of you.
Oh, dear. Okay, is it my turn yet?
It is, in fact, your turn.
Oh, good. Okay, how close is Frymeath to me?
I'm trying to remember if... I feel like a couple people were escorting other people.
Ah, shit.
But through the... It would make sense for Frymeath to have gone down. I'm going to say that Frymeath is on the level below you, near that... Or... No, Frymeath is up top. Frymeath is with you. I'm going to say that, that Cog was at that panel with a... Or at least on the same level as where Grix was working on the control panel and is climbing back up to. But Frymeath can be up there with you.
Okay, Frymeath has the Spear of Champions. I'm going to grab it from him. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap myself around it so that we're kind of at a cone shape with the spear at the top. And then we're going to dive into the water.
All right.
Which one of the Grixes is in the most danger right now? Actually, Jesse's in there too. So who's in the most danger right now?
The Steamboat.
Steamboat?
Jesse. Cool Vons combo.
Okay, then.
Because your Grix is. Prime Grix is being chased, but has not been caught by anything yet.
Okay, then I will go towards the combo.
Okay. I'm going to say between grabbing the spear, running to the, you know, side you would dive off of, and diving in with the spear, that's going to take you around. So it'll be around to get there. As you grab the spear, it says, "This is very unchampion-like behavior," and...
I don't care about being a champion.
I'm a dark anti-hero from 90s comics. I don't care. All right. You dive into the water. Make a token dexterity check, please.
Oh, dear.
You can fall up to 50 feet without damage. This is 60 feet.
This is 4 plus 7 is 11 plus 2 is 13.
All right. You take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That doesn't get rid of the skeleton, does it?
Nope.
No. I have to go down to 0 to get rid of the skeleton.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
So that's 22 HP. Okay.
All right. So you dive into the water. So Droa quickly reforms you into... What form do you want to take under the water? I was just going to have... Or you're working with a skeleton, so limited options, but...
Yeah.
You could have a mermaid tail or something.
Yeah, I think we'll grow flippers off the feet. We'll exude flippers off the feet, and that'll get us around better. With little extensions off the side for fins.
I want to make an in-joke with someone who's not on the podcast. I'm not going to do that. You turn into a fish person.
Ish.
I know who you want to make a joke with.
Uh-huh. Something that is of no interest to anyone we know. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. And you are ready to fight next round. And also next to a bunch of evil water elementals. So that's neat. Maybe they're not evil. Maybe they're misunderstood.
Okay. Good.
Their alignment chart does not say misunderstood, but it says the equivalent, relatively speaking. All right. The entire fucking party who is upstairs makes all sorts of decisions. It is very dynamic and interesting, dear audience. You see all of it. It's cool. How dumb is Frymeath feeling? Not that dumb.
I love that question.
Frymeath has probably dove 60 plus feet before and knows that it's not the best idea as a general rule.
Uh-huh.
Never fell off the side of an aircraft carrier, though. That was the other guy. So I think he sees that Grix is being chased and goes and runs over to the nearest ladder and does the cool slide thing that probably has a name and gets his weapon out. The weapon that probably would have been more useful in the situation has been taken, so he's going to use a weapon that catches on fire against water. This will work great. I mean,
it's perpetually on fire, so...
True.
I think that would be an interesting battle.
As I wonder if you held a water elemental still and held a fire weapon into it, can you make tea using a water elemental?
My God.
It's real
grim.
I mean,
you'd need fucking leaves, man.
That's true. What was I thinking? That was the problem with my thought process. May goes down to watch Cog. Lucky. Lara's dumb. Lara's perfectly smart. Lara rolls amazing. Lara says, fuck your injuries. She does a fucking swan dive. She dives into the water. She's here now.
That's what we need.
That's right. Someone who punches. Harper is also dumb.
I mean, in fairness, Harper knows what the fuck she's doing diving into water.
As such, I'm going to give Harper a bonus. And yeah, that's enough. Harper dives in too. But Harper looks like she's going to try to flank the things that are coming up towards Grix. All right. Called around there. Roll for initiative, everybody.
I got a 5.
I got a 6.
Mine are going again together at 3.
I got a 5.
So that's original recipe. What do Kulvon's get?
Oh.
Because they could always share their actions, but I think this is more interesting.
Kulvon's got a 2.
All right. Everyone vamp for 30 seconds to a minute as I fully read this enormous fucking text.
I vote that we don't vamp so that it can just be easily cut out.
You don't think you guys could come up with 60 seconds of gold?
I just am very... I don't know.
That's fair. All right.
Steamboat gurgles a little.
But he took the water breathing potion.
Let's not speak underwater. Water breathing.
Mm.
I bet they copy-pasted this passage. That makes far more sense. Sorry, there's a thing about being picked up bodily and held suspended in the powerful winds.
Aww.
Water Aww. Winds?
I guess.
Waves? They mean waves. No, the winds of the water.
It takes on, it's underwater, so I think, yeah, they mean currents or waves, but yes, the winds of the water. How could I not forget that? A common phrase.
Air bubbles.
You are caught in deadly, fast-moving froth.
Help! Froth is killing me!
So many good people have gone down while saying that. What?
It sounds like it's time to make up your own rules, Ian.
Apparently. Do any of you feel like being a boat? The explanations for capsizing boats are much shorter.
I'm sorry. No.
My storm-racked power play fails again. All right.
Assume everyone PC is a boat.
Yes. Assume the PC is a perfectly round boat. All of you go, and all of you, those of you who are in the water, feel a current start picking up a stronger one that appears to be going in a circle around the entire room.
Oh, that's no good. We either hit the crystal, we go around the crystal, or we hit the staircases around the crystal. Oh, that's no good at all.
It's also picking up speed, which probably isn't the best thing ever.
No.
Well, Dro, you're up.
Oh, shit. I'm the first one? Jesus.
You're being pulled along a lazy river that certainly won't get more deadly later.
No, not at all. I'm going to take I'm aiming the spear, which is kind of running down the center line of my body, being held by goo. I'm going to aim the spear at one of the water elementals that is holding Jesse.
Jesse's not being Jesse. Held.
One just punched them. Oh. Steamboat's being held.
Steamboat's being held. Let's punch Steamboat. The one holding Steamboat.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you for clarifying that, for sure. I'm sure this will help. Pow!
It's a mercy killing. It's fine. So, roll your attack roll.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. My attack roll. What is the attack roll on the Spear of Champions? Because I can't remember that.
For now, in this very moment, due to your unchivalrous behavior, unless Aaron happens to have the item description.
I don't have the item description.
It's a melee attack roll.
Keep item descriptions for items I don't have.
Figured not. Gonna say, just double checking. All right. So you go and roll it at a plus one for now.
Okay.
The Spirit of Heroes has not revealed its full might to you.
So,
God damn it.
It's your,
you're a jerk.
It's d20 plus your base to hit. Plus whatever bonuses, plus a dexterity or strength, which would it be?
It would be plus strength. If you have your total written for Weldroa's tentacle attacks, you can just add one to whatever that to hit bonus is.
Plus d6 plus 2. All right, I can do
that. No, wrong thing. The two hit roll.
No, it's a d6 plus 2 tentacle arms.
Yeah, that's the damage.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. And then I can just roll. I have a plus two to strength and con. I hadn't realized that. Okay, so it's going to be 19 to hit.
Okay, what was your base to hit roll? Well, what's your base to hit bonus?
One.
All right, 19. Well, that does hit. All right, you strike true with the Spear of Heroes. Roll, unless you want to use your tentacle arms instead.
No, I'm gonna. I hit with the spear, so that's it. That's what I'm hitting with.
Hey, Steamboat, for your spear javelin, what's its damage die?
1d10.
Okay, roll a d10. Add one. Because magic.
That's a 3.
You hit it real hard. For 3 whole points of damage. This does not take it out. I'm going to say, however, the burst of magic does get it to drop Steamboat.
Well, that's nice.
Very nice.
That's extremely helpful.
Jesse, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to, draw, Dad, is that you? And, try to attack whatever is the closest thing to me.
Probably the one that punched you.
Great. It's not a shadow.
It is not.
Then that's a 26 to hit.
I guess that hits.
Great. And then... I rolled an 11 plus 3 is 14.
All right. You hit it real fucking hard. Okay. Cool. Yeah, okay. Sorry. All right. Yeah, you hit it. It seems as shocked as a relatively relatively indistinct thing of water can. And it's definitely going to focus on you now, because you're scary.
Well, thank you.
That's right. Original recipe, Vons.
Yo.
You're up.
Well, we're going to load that crossbow back up and take another shot.
Okay.
Maybe we're going to lead a little better this time.
Okay. You're going after the one that, at least until recently, was holding Steamboat, yeah?
Oh, well, we just rolled a 2 on the die, it looks like, so 2 plus...
Well, it's not a 1. That's what matters.
We're glad for that. That's 9, I think it is.
Okay. You go, you aim, you shoot. You lead a little better, but the current that is carrying them picks up and throws off your aim. Steamboat, you see a bolt plunge down bravely into the water, you know, several feet away from you.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It looks kind of cool, but it doesn't hit anything.
Good.
All right. Steamboat, the one that was holding you, is still going to attack you. I'm going to remember how dice work and math. Your AC is 16?
Who?
For Steamboat.
Oh, sorry. I missed what you just asked for.
Your Steamboat's AC is 16, you said?
16, yes.
All right. This one hits. You take... Nope, not that many. There we go. This computer is good, actually, and I'm not mad at it at all. Cool. Third time was the charm for clicking on a button. All right. You take 9 damage.
Oof.
Thing grabs you and does a little bit of a crunch.
I'm hurting.
So, and I figure I'll already know this, but because forgetting inventory comes up. You all have a king's bounty of healing potions right now, so.
Yes, we do.
You know, still not try to take too much damage, but yeah. All right.
At least not before we can have a drinking break. Like,
we've established we are capable of taking potions underwater.
Oh, I suppose we have.
Maybe Adam just imagines like a Gatorade break, you know, healing potions and orange slices. Like,
for some reason, we're all sweating colors.
Listen, Vons had to rush some of these potions. Lucky he wasn't there to stop him from substituting interesting ingredients.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah, that sweating colors thing never made Gatorade look particularly healthy, did it?
Looked I don't cool, know. Huh? I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah.
That shit totally worked on me.
Man, same. All right. The
I mean, like, I didn't think it was gonna... I thought it actually did look really cool. And, like, oh, it's like, hydrating me so I can, I don't know, do more.
Cleanse your body of the food dye.
Yeah.
Gatorade, the true detoxing. okay, so Cool Vons, another one comes in and Cool Vons, another one comes in and tries to punch you with a watery fist, but you twist out of the way.
Terrible.
You were apparently on swim team.
Well, yeah.
Which seems unlike you, but maybe your parents forced you to do it. I don't know.
Well, it was that or regular gym, like weightlifting and stuff, and that was not his style.
He had to be Water Fox because Firefox was already taken.
Mm. Cool Vons is a product of open source infighting. I understand. All right. And then one keeps going up towards chasing after Grix. And the last one of this particular group goes after Harper and hits. I apparently get to do a lot of work before next recording in terms of getting all of this in a more manageable thing than the slow nightmare my sheet of paper is becoming. All right. Cool Vons. Speaking of, you're up.
Well, then we're going to try and get a hold of...
I'm sorry. Grix, what did you get? Did you both get 3?
3. We both got 3s.
Shoot, for some stupid reason, not write that down. Yeah. All right, just kidding. Cool Vons, you go to move, and then you remember, it's time for someone else to move first. I would say your nose bleeds slightly, but you... would say your nose bleeds slightly, but you actually crit 20'd once upon a time on the reality is having problems roll. So, so you're fine. Outside of the number grid, you are apparently the guy to some extent. Shame your Italian sunglasses got lost in the mail. All right. So, Grix, you're up first. Uh-huh. You were climbing a ladder. You get to the top.
Yeah.
You're at the control panel. It has power now.
Great. I push the correct buttons in the correct order.
You push the correct buttons in the correct order. Now all someone needs to do is hit that switch down at the bottom.
I'll shout that out. And now all someone needs to do is hit that switch down there. That one over there by the wet guy.
The wet guy.
Is it clear to anyone in the water what Grix says?
You're all underwater, so no fucking clue. But you got a lot of people up top. Hopefully one of
them. Okay, great. We'll just leave that for someone else to worry about, I guess.
I'm going
to
say, and you do all know about the presence of the switch. Although, I think Steamboat couldn't read it, actually. So, but Jesse went down. Anyway, you know a switch is there. And you all yelled that to each other, I believe, last time. So,
I create a hovering silent image of a RPG quest marker. just floating in the air above it, kind of gently rotating.
I 100% love that. I really wish we could do that, like forever, for all RPGs now.
Frymeath grumbles something under his breath that sadly no one hears about. It feels like it takes the fun out of the game to remove exploration. Frymeath played Daggerfall or something. I don't know. He probably had free time at some point. Maybe. If he let himself. Anyway. Okay, so Grix, you press the buttons. You've prepped the thing.
Uh-huh.
All right. Steamboat.
Yes.
You're free floating.
I'm free floating.
You can do anything you want in this life.
I swim away real fast.
All right, you flee the group.
And if I can get to the switch thing.
Make a hell of a wisdom check to have heard what Grix said.
Well, I was already heading down there, wasn't I?
You're already there, but you got tugged, and then...
You were at the bottom.
Right, but I mean, that was already my goal to get there.
Okay, make an int check to figure out that Grix probably would have fixed it by now, then.
Okay, very good. 24.
Yeah, all right. You think about how long it would have taken you to fix the thing, you're like, all right, you go, you swim over, and you can go and you can hit the switch this round.
Oh, great, I'll do that then.
Okay, you clamber up out of the roiling water.
Uh-huh.
That, as you look back, appears to slowly be forming into some sort of whirlpool. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
You hit the switch.
I'm sure that's okay.
You hear the thudding of ancient machinery creaking itself to life. So cool. Grix definitely knew what he was doing.
Great.
Which is why the pumps are in reverse. The water rises. Welcome to level 9, everybody.
This is not what we were intending to do.
It was not.
It is not, no.
That said, Grix now realizes his mistake. So...
You would think.
Speaking of, though, Grix.
Did I botch a thing?
You got a natural one on understanding this panel.
Last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't remember that. That makes sense, though.
Yeah. So that's why you definitely knew what you were doing. Uh-huh. All right. So it floods to the level you're on. Jesse, Steamboat, Kulvans, and their various water elementally friends all drift upwards. Yeah, Steamboat, you hit the switch, it starts flooding. You're like, well, up we go.
Uh-huh.
You do notice past a certain point that the switch resets itself. You think it's like the kickoff switch. So.
Sure. So you don't actually flood the whole arc.
Yeah.
Arcs.
Okay. I struggle to update my diagram. Okay, there we go. And that was Steamboat. Cool Vons.
Yo.
You floated upwards. That's kind of neat. All those enemies are still there. That's less neat.
Uh-huh.
But hey, you've got some friends near you. May, Green, Lucky, Cog, all looking alarmed at your situation and how close they are to it.
Oh. When your friends look scared, that's when you need to start worrying.
Yeah. Probably not quite as alarmed as your friends who are in the water with you, but, you know, alarmed. So, yeah. All right. What would you like to do?
So the water's risen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's still picking up speed in that circular pattern.
So... We can attach this grappling hook thing to the crossbow, right? Like, he's got a little crossbow on him. He's got a grappling hook.
I can't imagine that Cool Vons especially wouldn't have thought of doing that. So, yeah, you definitely can.
So, we need this thing to get out of the water.
You can also climb up onto the catwalk, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but then how are we going to fish everybody else out?
They could also climb up.
Oh, okay. Then let's just climb up onto the catwalk.
I'm not trying to dissuade you. It's just figure this might be a spatial awareness thing at this point.
Yeah, if we can reach the catwalk, let's do that shit. Like,
okay,
let's get out of here.
Climb up.
Yeah.
Okay, you clamber on out onto the catwalk. It's one of those kind of shocking amount of manufacturing for the arcs, actually. It's like a mesh grid to some extent. So you roll up. It's slightly uncomfortable, but the water's beneath it. And,
for now.
Yeah, everything's fine. And I'm going to say Green gives you a quick arm up. So you are standing on the catwalk.
Oh, cool. I imagine that this is... he's going to glance over his shoulder as he gets out. I imagine this is like basically his whole action. Because... getting out of water is hard, but he still wants to know what's happening with the elemental.
Okay, so the elementals are still swirling around Jesse and Steamboat. You're out of the water.
What about me?
And you. I don't know why the hell I didn't add you this part of the diagram. Okay, so yeah, water elementals are swirling around, all of them still. They're also all getting pulled away from where you are. They're at about, basically, on my 2D diagram, this is very helpful. There's like two sides of the room. Your group is on one side, Harper's on the other. Harper's on the same side as, like, Grix and Frymeath. This is all to say that they're at about the midpoint between those two. So they have traveled away from where you are at this point, or are traveling away from you. But the water elemental...
But they'll come back around, I imagine.
Yeah. Nothing bad could happen in the intervening time. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you climb out, you get hauled to your feet. You're soaking wet.
And wet.
I don't know what Ed Fox smells like, but I imagine it's not the best smell on the planet.
Well,
although we'd all be used to it.
He doesn't shower as much on the arcs as he's used to. Like, you know, the 90s standard of hygiene, or, well, aughts standard of hygiene is a lot higher.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be using Axe body spray? Everybody says that stuff smells, so, you know.
Yeah, cool Vons is not big on marketing.
I can see Cool Vons not using Axe, I feel like.
Yeah, no.
I
wasn't
feel like
use
he's
axe.
More of a patchouli guy.
Yeah, he uses like, yeah, basically. Yeah, keeps his clothes in like, among cedar planks and stuff, and makes himself smell natural.
Committed to the bit, so it actually kind of works. All right,
kinda, like, yeah, kinda,
more or less,
like natural deodorant. Like, yeah. It kinda works. It helps.
You try, and that's what matters.
But he does take long showers at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
As every teenage boy does.
Well, you got to get the chlorine out from swim class.
That's right. It's the only reason. So yeah, shampooing yourself is a fox mistake for fucking ever. Got to put conditioner.
Yeah.
Let it sit.
Especially
yeah,
that
and if
tail,
you don't
man.
Dry right, you come out looking all like way too floofy.
Or like matted.
Yeah.
Like clean, but matted.
You normally just go and sit in front of a floor fan.
Yeah.
He has so many cowlicks, you guys.
It's both cute and deeply goofy looking. All right. So that was Cool Vons. Everyone else goes. All right. Frymeath attempts to stab down at one of the creatures that is coming up to try to attack Grix. Succeeds. Why? Sorry, I rolled a 1 on the damage die, and I'm sad. That was like 3 points of damage. Oh, boy. Harper grapples with the one she's been fighting. And by grapples, I mean stabs. Does better than Frymeath. Let's see. Lucky and Green are going to stay with Cool Vons. Cog and May are going to go over to where Grix is. Because they believe in the mythical man month. If they add more people, this engineering problem will solve itself faster. Uh-huh. I think that's all the allies that are on the board right now. Because I should not just exclude him, I roll to see if Scorello comes back from whatever plane of existence his brain is on. He does! Scorello takes the round to finish thinking about whatever he was thinking about and go, oh, there was a sound, much like people getting drawn directly into the water. 20 seconds ago, maybe I should help with that. All right. Oh, and Aramith is going to come join the Cool Vons party.
Okay.
All right. So people are positioned in groups. Hooray. Jesse.
Yes.
The same creature that keeps trying to befriend you in the worst way possible attempts to befriend you again. Gets a total of 21 to hit.
That does hit.
You take 13 points of damage.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just glad that I'm the one getting hit like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your taunt skill has worked successfully. All right. Grix.
Yeah.
The water next to you erupts as a large one of these creatures lunges out. And I'm going to say attacks Frymeath. Frymeath did just attack it. Hits Frymeath for, drumroll please, 18 points of damage.
Oof.
Ugh.
This is FM Frymeath, for those of you keeping track at home. I realize I just keep saying Frymeath.
Well, I mean, he's the only one around.
Yeah. This could be someone's third episode. I don't know. Yeah.
No. Hey, listener, if this is your third episode, please tell us what you think is happening.
Yeah, actually, write us. Also, what were the other two episodes you listened to? Just the Wealthy's two trial. Wealthy's trial and the fourth episode of The Sleepover.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nothing else. Just really went for the, this doesn't make sense. All right.
The trial was very stressful, but in the end it was very fun.
And then Kulvons.
Mm.
A creature lunges out and was chasing after you, so it's going to try to hit you. It's another one of these large ones, much like the one that's now attacking Frymeath. And it gets a... Someday I can learn to read. It gets a 19 to hit.
Oh no, that definitely hits.
You take 8 points of damage. I rolled very low.
Thank God. We are...
I do my best to help.
Yeah, okay, 30 minus 8, that puts us at 22.
All right, and that's the round, dear friends. All right, so, roll for initiative.
That's a 6.
Oh, Jesse got a 1.
10 for Steamboat, 6 for Grix.
9 for OG, and 2 for Kulvons.
Okay, I think I have everyone. Should roll for your allies who are just going as a group as I somehow roll a d12. All right. Steamboat Willie, you're up.
Ooh. Well, I pulled the thing. Is there anyone right near me?
You've been lifted up from the thing by about 40 feet because of the flooding, but yes. So.
Yeah, but is there any baddies?
Yeah. Just, yeah. So, yep. There's the one that attacked you originally. There are.
Yeah, I got beef with him. All right. I'm going to pull my spear and, oh, I'm still in the water. That's not going to be great for spear. It's
we
probably
been
fine.
Assessing penalties so far. Okay.
I use my spear and spear him.
Your spear is magic.
Mm-hmm.
So it works underwater relatively smoothly.
All cool. Right. Not when I roll like that.
What'd you get?
Well, that's my bonus. Oh, well, that's pretty high. But I still don't think that a 10 hits.
It does not, unfortunately.
No.
It is hard to fight in water that it... In a current that keeps accelerating. And yep. Yeah. All right. And I assume you just want to stay with the group for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. OG Vons. Everyone got a lot closer, so that's nice.
Sure.
Now you're only shooting 20 feet.
This makes Vons nervous. But what else is he going to do? He's going to keep shooting in the water.
All right.
Why not?
Roll your attack roll. What are you attacking? Same thing that got Steamboat originally or a different thing?
Actually, stuff is trying to attack us up where we're at, right?
Yeah, you see one of the bigger ones is going after Kulvons right now. It's probably the closest
to you. Maybe we need
to
adjust strategy here. Where did I leave off? So yeah, Vons is going to get a new target here. He's going to attack the one that's more threatening, climbing up onto the catwalk and everything.
All right.
Sweet.
Roll your attack roll, please.
Rolling an attack roll. 2. 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's twice in a row I've rolled a 2. So, yeah, that's like 9.
Your bolt flies in a very straight line. Cool, Vons. You feel something whistle past your ear and then see a crossbow bolt embedded in a console behind you.
Oh, okay. Great.
Everything is great. Cool. All right. Everyone in the water and everyone else. That current keeps accelerating. Starts dipping down in the middle, as if some sort of vortex or whirlpool is forming.
Oh, no.
You start moving faster.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, but the water level's not lowering, right, with the whirlpool?
I guess the center is, and the walls would be climbing slightly.
Well, sure, but there's not, like, a
It's not draining.
Ongoing change, it seems.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The volume of raw water remains the same.
Your guess is the very large thing down below might be causing it.
Sure.
Duh. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's a lot going on right now. No, it's
and it got mentioned once as you see a shape down there. And then we.
And then other stuff started happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wasn't sure if that was is that thing draining the water or is it, you know, completely sourceless?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, wanted to make sure it was clear. All right. I roll for whichever of your allies I happen to see first. Harper rolls ass and does not hit anything. Frymeath hits that shit. Why, Frymeath? Why? 1 on the main damage die and a 2 on the secondary.
Ouch.
It's just, like, hard to get the angle right.
Yeah, you don't really attack, you know. Well, there's a lot of reasons you don't normally end up attacking watery things with serrated blades, but this is among them. May and Cog both take swings. This is at the one that is on Grix's area. May hits. May shows FM how it's done. Smacks it with a mace. I guess Aramith and Green can try to save Cool Vons instead of just standing there doing nothing. You know, trying is really the important part of that sentence. They just roll extremely badly. And God damn it. I don't have Skrulla spell list out. Skrulla makes an int check to not choose anything that lacks him. Oh dear.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That just does not sound good at all.
At Skrulla's level, you just need to not roll a 1 to not choose something that causes bad things to happen. Where is my book? Skrulla's not used to working in teams.
Prefer Zoom.
Yeah. What?
Prefer Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
Not a Slack man, strangely enough. I don't know why it would be.
Well, oh, I mean, like, Slack is good for just talking, like IM chatting.
Yeah, I guess it depends on if you're doing video or if you're doing IM.
Man, I miss Slack.
I like Slack.
Adam, roll a d6 for me, and just tell me what you get.
I have one of those. 5.
All right. Skrulla uses an attack that is very good for certain situations that are not this one. But it goes a real long distance, so that's something. A lightning bolt erupts
in
Skrulla's hand and shoots down to hit the thing that is up in Grix's area, so that's something. They get a save. They fail. Well, let's see if it does what it's supposed to do first, and we'll go from there. D6 per caster level.
This fight's about to get a lot easier or a lot harder.
Ah, you have played this game before. It's like you've been here this whole time.
It's like I've been watching.
Yeah.
Like you've been paying attention.
All right. So the thing, Grix, you smell ozone as just a lightning bolt shoots down past you, while it plows through the thing that was on the catwalk with you, as it bursts into steam and dissipates into nothing. Make a reflex saving throw.
Reflex saving throw.
Or sorry, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, that means I get to roll again then. No, I'm just kidding. I rolled real bad. 3 plus not a lot. 11, 12. 12.
Okay. And 12, not a prime. You need to roll for your friends who are there with you. Cog beefs it. Grix, you take 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Cog takes 4 as it goes through the plating that you were on before grounding out into the water. It does hit some things that are in the water, though. Hi, Harper. How's it going?
Oh, no.
Harper takes a lot of damage.
Oh, no.
Well, at least it's NPC on NPC damage.
And then, I'm going to say at that angle, he hits that other one, too. So, and one of the other smaller ones that was coming up the ladder towards you evaporates as well.
Oh, good.
So got a bunch in a line, and then that is a lot of electricity going into the water.
Oh, God.
The the core
makes its saving throw for now.
Oh, good. I like that the core has a saving throw. That's fun.
Second edition rules, baby. All right. Okay, so Skrulla goes and shoots and hurts a bunch of people, including his target, so that's something. Okay.
Is Harper okay? Like,
can't remember. Harper's total HP. Harper is fine for now.
Okay, good.
Turns out I was wrong later. Maybe she had an auto-stim pack. Who can say? All right. Aramith and Green both try to attack not Cool Vons, but the thing that is attacking Cool Vons. Green hits. It takes some damage. Okay, I think I did everybody at this point. All right. You can see that shield is hustled up to the side of the platform to join the combat next round. All right. Very few of these are left-ish. Okay. Steamboat, the one that was attacking you, continues to attack you.
Sure.
It misses with a total of 12. So it whiffs. Another one of the small ones goes after Lucky, lunging up out of the water.
Uh-huh.
Hits. Oh, that explains it. I should have read how I rolled 21 on 2d6, because I rolled 2d20. There's a slight difference in these numbers. So yeah, Lucky gets hit. Jesse, the one that was attacking you, continues to attack you.
Uh-huh.
But gets a total of 13, which is not high enough.
No.
You're getting more used to maneuvering in the water in your iron armor.
Despite the fact that it's, you know, moving faster.
Yeah, you know. And then Cool Vons, you are attacked for a total.
I don't like that.
12, which does not hit your armor class. So you you tumble out of the way as its fist smashed into the console that the bolt also hit.
Yay!
Tiny crystals go everywhere. Some of them shattered. This probably wasn't controlling anything important. Okay, Cool Vons, you're up.
Well, I guess he's in the middle of cool tumbling stuff. That's fun. Oh, it's katana time. We're on ground, kind of.
Yeah. So all these creatures are, I should note, because someone would have noticed this by now and I just forgot to mention it. Because of the holes in the deck plating stuff, their bases are all still in the water while they're doing this. They haven't, like, climbed out and grown feet and stomped after you. So, yeah. All right. Anyway. But yes, you have a katana.
Oh, let's see. Well, this isn't a magical katana, though.
I don't think I feel like that's not really relevant.
Yeah, you don't see that anyone else has been being picky with their weapons.
Okay, well, Katana's got reach. So, yeah, he's going to grab back for that and whip it out and take a slash at this thing that's been attacking him.
What attack technique name do you yell?
You know, it's probably just a bunch of garbled syllables.
They try too hard.
He's pretty freaked out right now.
But you did match the mouth flaps, and that's what's important. All right, roll your attack roll. And keep in mind, if you don't have it written down, you get an extra +1 on your katana, because Jesse trained you in the way of the blade.
You know, I don't think I have that in the math, but yes, he swings 16 on the die, adds to, I guess that would put it at a +2. I think his base to hit is 1.
No, that was your old one. This is a Cool Vons, never mind.
Yeah.
Fingers might be harder than that, but...
It probably ought to be, right? But yeah. We haven't figured that out yet.
We can look it up later. But you hit. Do your
Hooray!
Damage.
So rolling for damage. Katana is...
I believe it's a D10.
1d8, it says.
D8? All right, it's a d8.
That also feels a little low for Katana, but whatever. Finding that page, there's that. Page to the d20.
I thought longsword damage was a d10, but
where's the d8? Got a 7 on the die. That's almost as good as I could do.
Yeah, making sure it didn't roll super low on its HP. Okay, yeah, you slice through it, and you do the cool thing where you split it in half before it just kind of top part just kind of flops down and it melts back together.
But it was a good hit. Not cool. That's totally not cool.
I mean,
that's still damage. I mean. It looks cool, though.
It's seen how Bill Nighy has died and decided to develop an immunity to that technique.
Aw.
In at least 2 movies? No, just the one.
Only the one that I can think of.
Yeah, I was misremembering the end of Kill Bill that I've seen exactly once. Kill Bill Volume 2.
Kill
Spoilers
Bill,
for a different, like,
that wasn't
old
him.
He's
that
not
was,
in that.
No, that was David Carradine.
Can you tell? I've only seen it once, and it was 15 years ago.
Although it would have been really cool if it had been Bill Nighy.
I mean, if you squint.
They are very similar now that you point that out. Like, looks-wise.
That's right. My mistake is understandable. Blah ha ha ha. I don't know why that involves a cackle. Jesse, save me from myself. You're up.
I'm going to attack the one that's closest to me.
All right.
Presumably it's
punching you.
Presumably yeah. It's the one that's been punching me.
Yeah. Roll your attack roll.
That's a 28 to hit.
That hits. Real good.
And 11 damage.
Cool. That is including your magic bonus, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I just know it's relatively new.
No, I mean, I'm very good at keeping track of the things on my character sheet.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry. Apparently in chief dog mode today. All right. You go, you hit. This thing is starting to look a little indistinct and wibbly in terms of relative scale, but yeah.
Love when the water's wibbly.
Pretty well. Yeah. It's wibbly to contrast the wobbly that is the frothing surface.
Uh-huh.
And see if you have a frothy doom. We'll have to wait till next time because we'll wrap up there for today.
Yay!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. You hear that, lawyers? We're coming for you. It was part that probably got cut.